This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for October 2020. How does classical music play a part of Dr. Gottfried Schaag's life? As a medical doctor, PhD, assistant professor, researcher, and musician, and what musical instruments does he play? Dr. Schaag. I started playing recorder when I was 6, and then we had a harmonium at home, which is actually an instrument where you have to pump the air yourself to get a sound out of the pipes. So I went from recorder to harmonium. And when I was about 9 years old, my father built an electronic organ that we were able to practice on. And when I was about 12, I got a job in church playing services on Sunday morning. He says he continues to play in the hospital that he works at, as there is a chapel that has an organ in it where he can practice. And then he says he belongs to a congregation that has an organ where he can play too. Dr. Schaag, I always wanted to be a musician when I grew up, and that got changed a little bit when I really had to make a decision what I was going to do in life and what I would enjoy most. After I graduated from high school, I decided that I got more joy and pleasure out of working with people and helping the ones that would need help. And so I decided that medical school was the right thing for me. He earned his medical degree in 1989, graduating from the University of Cologne Medical School. He says, quote, "In the early 90s, imaging was good enough to actually take a look into other people's brains. And the imaging itself wasn't really dangerous and radioactive in a way. So really, with the advent of what we call magnetic resonance imaging, I got this idea that my background has really been in music and in musicians. And now I have all this great exposure to neurology, to neuroscience, and to this great tool. I could potentially combine these two fields, and that's how it all started." I read about Dr. Gottfried Schaag, medical doctor, neurologist, researcher, and organist, in 1994. He was doing a study at the University of Düsseldorf in Germany with neurologist Helmut Steinmeltz and their colleagues in comparing, quote, "the magnetic resonance images of the brains of 27 classically trained right-handed male pianists or string players with those of 27 right-handed male non-musicians, and found that the musicians who had played the planum temporal, a brain structure associated with auditory processing, was bigger in the left hemisphere and smaller in the right than in non-musicians. Also, there was a thicker nerve fiber tract between the hemispheres in the musicians. Musicians who started before the age of 7 had an even more pronounced difference. Quote, "The effect of training was most apparent in the corpus callosum, the 4-inch-long bundle of nerve fibers that connects analogous structures in the hemispheres. Rapid communication between the hemispheres is crucial, as each hemisphere controls, quote, movements on the opposite side of the body. The corpus callosum was 10 to 15 inches thicker in musicians who had started their training before 7 years of age. The earlier children start studying musical instruments, the better, as this will speed up communication between the hemispheres for better motor control." Dr. Gottfried Schaag is a medical doctor, PhD researcher, husband, father, and lifelong musician. He is director of Music, Stroke Recovery, and Neuroimaging Laboratory, the division chief of cerebrovascular diseases, and associate professor of Harvard Medical School and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. He uses, quote, "innovative musical interventions, including singing and music making, to help his patients recover from brain injuries and other disorders to improve their health."